Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap by me. You need to go over there to DrawYouAPicture.com and check it out. Also brought to you in part by GoDaddy.com, where you can use the code PODNAME121 to save no money. To save money on your next domain name, people. You know what a domain name is? It's www.JamesCan'tReadCrap.com. Also brought to you by Carrillo, Dean Piercy, Keith Teklitz, Paul DeTrana, Corey Ingman, and ZLDesignStudio.com. Again, that's ZLDesignStudio.com, your site for handmade floral hair accessories for women and girls, original photo mats, hand-etched gel candles, and other unique treasures. Now items created daily. Go check it out today, ZLDesignStudio.com, original design at affordable prices. Also brought to you by Smiled Out Puzzle Game by Dave Andrews, available now in the iTunes App Store.
Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 145, brought to you the week of April 12th. I missed you last week. Did you miss me? Yes, you did, didn't you? Yes, you did. I'm James, and from America's Hat, I'd like to welcome to the show Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, James.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
I missed you last week, man.
Oh, that's fun.
I took a break from podcasting all the way across the board. I didn't do anything. I didn't do Gee Loves Nerd. I didn't do Nobody's Listening. I didn't do Podcast Kid. Nothing. I was Slacker Bob last week. I just needed a break, apparently. So the other voice you hear is from deep within Canada's pants. I'd like to introduce Tiger Tongue. Hey, Tiger Tongue, how you doing?
Actually, I didn't say anything. I was being super duper quiet.
No, I heard that tongue of yours moving somehow.
Oh, man.
This is John Steinklauber, a.k.a. Tiger Tongue.
So. Stop it.
You regret that story, don't you there, partner?
I do. I regretted it every second that I was telling it. But you know what? The truth has to come out.
Yeah,
you know
does.
What? I am a bad kisser.
It sets you free.
I said it. Yeah.
So, hey, we always start with an opening story, and here's one. Seeing as this took place when I was in middle school, I don't mind if you read this in the middle school drama voice. So I will. Here we go. When my friend was in middle school, his history teacher would write all the vocabulary terms on the board before the class and then explain them during class. One day, the teacher wrote the words on the board and left to do something, leaving the marker sitting in the board tray. So my friend took advantage of this opportunity and added the word Pokemon on the bottom of the list. The teacher got back and was going through the vocab words, and he finally got to Pokemon and said, Pokemon is something that, wait, I didn't write that, and quickly erased it. Students 1, teacher 0.
That's awesome.
That's from Travis Wheeler. I love that because the teacher was so into it, she actually read Pokemon. That's awesome.
It's when, hey, I don't know what that is.
Hey.
Crazy that, talk.
That's a pocket monster. They're little demons trying to train our children.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that.
Update. All right, it's time for those weekly updates. And this one. Pretty funny. I don't know. I don't want to diss anybody because this is a new area that I live in, and the people here, shall we say, are just a little more white bread. than mm-hmm. what I'm used to. And so I have to watch what I say. Like, for instance, when I'm talking to people and I say I hated this movie, it was a terrible movie, they automatically, they assume I meant morally terrible. And whenever I say that, I mean it like it just was a terrible movie. It was bad.
It just wasn't entertaining.
Because they'll look at me and they'll be like, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, no, it just was horrible acting and all this kind of stuff. Because to me, for me to be offended morally, I have to get past the fact that it was a good movie. And then if it was good, then I'll decide if it was moral or not. Because I'll stop watching it first because I'm offended mentally before I'm offended spiritually. But anyway, so with that in mind, I'm having this conversation with this guy this week. And I was talking about, he just says, so what kind of soda and stuff? Do you drink coffee or whatever? And I'm like, because we're just getting to know each other. And I was like, no, I don't really drink coffee. What I drink, my drink of choice is Diet Cherry Pepsi. That's what I drink. And I happened to comment, and I was going to exaggerate a little bit. So I said, I like it more than gin. And his mouth drops to his chest. He looks at me and he goes, okay, so you used to drink gin? And I'm like, no, fool. Yeah, I meant more than my wife, Jennifer. I was being sarcastic. I like it more than I like my wife. Oh, and you could almost hear it, even though we were in a car. Yeah, that's the way it felt right there. It was just like that one bombed. I like it more than gin.
Well, you should.
Because I drink gin constantly. It's what I do.
Don't all pastors?
Until I found Diet Cherry Pepsi, and now I like that better than my gin habit. So
yeah, well, you're a martini guy, aren't you?
Yeah, or
something.
There was another Christian guy. It was hilarious. He did something on my computer, and he was like, "Ta-ta!" And I leaned over, and I'm like, "Dude, it's ta-da, ta-tas, or something totally different." I just have to help these people because they don't know.
Ta-ta.
He's like, actually, I work in radiology. I think I know what I said. I'm like, okay, all right. So
that clarifies everything. Yeah. You know, you work in radiology.
Of course.
There you go. I mean, and then you went and looked at the computer. It's like, oh, well, you did mean ta-ta. Could you please remove that, sir?
I finally got through the church firewall for you there, Pastor. Good stuff. Trevor's on his game today, boy.
Yes. I better not say anything. You'll get me.
That's great. So, yeah, if you're at my church and you hear me go, ta-ta, you know I'm doing something immoral in my office. So, help me, Jesus. All right, Trevor, what you got, bro?
Well, I was going to say the only weekly update I have really is the fact that last week during the day I was sitting there saying to myself, when I say to myself, I mean to my wife, which I don't know why I'm talking to myself and my wife at the same time.
Mm.
Anyway, and from Canada's America's hat, here's Trevor. Let's start over again here. last week I was saying to my wife that, you know, it's like, if there's ever going to be a week that I hope James just says, you know, let's just not do the show tonight. I hope it's tonight. This is last week. And I said, but he made this commitment that he was going to do it every week. I said, so, and she looked at me, she says, well, why don't you just tell him that, you know, you don't want to do the show tonight? It's like, because I made a commitment and I told him I'd be there. I said, you know, the reasoning being that I bought a new video card for my computer and I was itching to install it.
Well, see, your wish came true.
And it did, and I was surprised and shocked, and then I talked to John for a half hour instead.
Sorry.
Sonny says, well, if you're talking to John, why don't you guys just do the show without him? It's like, well, we can't do that. We don't have all the technology.
It doesn't really work that way.
Yeah. That'd be like Ringling Brothers trying to have a circus without animals.
Or ringing.
Or rings.
Yeah.
Something.
Let's go watch those brothers. They're awesome. Yeah, that'd be like trying to do Nobody's Listening without David. Oh, well, oh, crap.
What does that mean?
Broke ya. All right, John, what's your weekly update, homie?
Well, I have to announce, even though my wife will never hear this, we celebrated 12 years of marriage yesterday, which is a pretty big deal.
That's funny.
But you know what's really funny is because I was in the garage a couple of days ago, and I was just standing there with my son, and you know, just doing stuff in the garage. And I live right across the street from the clubhouse, and people are always walking through the parking lot over there and stuff. And I don't pay attention to when they're there, but I was standing in the garage and had something that made a sound a lot like a fart.
Really? Imagine that.
Really, a really loud one. And I didn't think anything of it. And then I looked behind me and there's this couple walking their dog. And then I thought, I bet they thought that was me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed now.
When I do it on purpose, no big deal. But when I'm blamed for something else.
When somebody else does. There's a lot of sounds that exude from my house that sound like that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But they're not really farts because we don't do that in my house.
No, not even say the word.
We don't know.
It's a sin, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's on Dante's ring of places in hell.
Yeah, farting is right there behind gluttony.
Yeah, it is.
You have to be a glutton to be a good farter, apparently.
It helps.
Yeah, but happy 12 years, and somebody in my house farted, so there you go. That's
congratulations, John.
That's awesome.
Jen and I have been married almost 14.
Oh. Whoa.
We win.
And
actually, my anniversary is in 8 days, and it'll be 7 years.
Wow.
8 days.
This is
your second one, though, so we have to add up cumulatively.
Oh, so like I've got like 10 years then.
There you go. All right. Wow. And then you get to multiply times two for some reason. So.
Oh yeah, the first one doesn't count. That was a practice marriage. So. Yeah.
First 12 don't count.
Speaking of practice marriages, we've got a chat room, a live chat room here today. You can join us every Monday night at 9:30 Eastern. At nlcast.com/watch. And we've got about 20, 30 people in here today. Heishman's in here. NL Retentive. Love that username still. Sign Guy, Squish, Swift Dude, some Hunter Guy, Taper Snap, B Dude, whole bunch of anonymous people. Get a username, you noncommittal people. The OJG is in there. That's the original Jesus Geek. He's always welcome. Narnia Nerd. Love that one too. And the main donkey. So I don't know what we'd be without the main donkey in there checking us out. So you guys behave yourself in my chat room or I will beat you so bad that your mom will feel it in her womb.
Oh,
ew.
I know.
That's
pretty hard.
That's scary.
Yeah. I gotta go.
I'm not going to cross you ever again.
That's right. I just thought it would like go back in time. I kind of went from an exaggeration that when you woke up, your clothes would be back in style or something like that. And then it all happened so fast.
News.
All right. News is this. In a couple of weeks, we're going to do a theme show. And the theme is this. I'm not sure I should share this. That's the theme. It's a great idea. It was sent in to us by someone that I will give credit to later on. So that is in 2 weeks from now on the 26th of this month, which is this month is April. If you're listening to this in the future, you missed it by a long shot.
Way long. Future.
But yeah, send in. I've already gotten a few because I put it out on Facebook and Twitter. The theme again, I'm not sure I should share this. And we've gotten example stories of people that have gotten injured playing the Wii, you know, people that have peed their pants, you know, stuff like that. Just things they would never share normally. And they're not sure if they should share it, but they're going to let it all out on our theme show in 2 weeks. So
that's like everything I say.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Tiger Tongue.
Didn't
we already do this?
Let's see. I have a picture of me with a princess crown on and I watch iCarly. I'm out.
All right. Well, it's time for this.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh no.
All right, it's time for the WNT2D of the week. Just kidding. April Fool's, people. Brah.
I'm so glad that it was a fool's joke because I was kind of sad when you said that was going to be the real thing.
People so bought it. Everybody hated it so bad.
I bought it.
We're getting rid of the LBB because it's so negative. And we're going to go to WMT2D. So people were all week emailing me, hating on it. And this is the best one we got. So before we get to the real LBB of the week, We're going to have to – the chat room's pooping their pants right now. But hello, James, Trevor, and John. I was listening to this week's episode of Nobody's Listening. I heard James was trying to rename the LBB segment to some long, drawn-out acronym that I've already since forgotten. In response, I propose renaming the rest of the segments to the following in hopes that my sarcasm will justify restoring the LBB segment to its rightful name for the sole purpose of calling me out as an LBB for submitting this email in the first place. So here it is. Weekly update. He suggests calling it TTHTOHOTCOTW. In other words, things that happen to our hosts over the course of the week. Instead of news, he's like TTAGOOHGORPRTTP. Things that are going on or have gone on recently, possibly related to this podcast. Oh, instead of featured story, STAGFALETBFATOSOTS, stories that are generally funny and long enough to be featured as their own segment of the show.
Whoa, you could almost say that as a word.
Yeah, instead of EMV mail. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, because if you read the featured story one, it kind of comes across as stag fail bat sots.
Stag fail TB fat O sots. Yeah. That might work. Instead of email, he says feedback directed at Nobody's Listening podcast via electronic mail or telephone recordings, and possibly also via MP3. That was too long to read. So, in fact, the show itself should be called ASTPLTBTSHCTTANL, a show that people listen to, but the show's host claim that there are no listeners. So, yeah, was I enough in an LBB to bring back the LBB segment? If so, lols, Dave from Canada. So, Scott. Trevor, I don't know where Scott came from.
Who's Scott?
Hi, Scott.
Oh, I've been replacing you.
Fourth chair is this guy named Scott who's deaf and dumb. And we just wanted to have an equal opportunity podcast here. So here it is. James, I was actually pretty sad to hear that you've gotten rid of the LBB each week. I've actually spent all month collecting LBB stories to send in after a year of trying to recall one when I wanted to send them in. I do think that this WMTQWXV thing is going to be funny, though, even though the acronym is a bit confusing. Really? I love that people hated it so bad.
I still can't figure it out.
But WMT2B. Just for the sake of old times, I thought I'd send an LBB story. I'm a senior in high school, and as an upperclassman, we were allowed to be student helpers. One class student period of helper. The day. Yeah, just being a helper. This is what I worked 12 long years for. This morning in my student helper period, I was sitting in front of the teacher's desk facing a substitute teacher. When she had finished filling out the attendance sheet, she looked at me and said, Hey, girl, can you take this to the attendance office, please? Boo. People who address other people disrespectfully should be called LBBs of our lifetimes. I may be 18, but I deserve to be called by my name, or at least by you, or hey, you. That's much better than girl. I hope you your show. I love your show, and I always will, even without the LBB segment. Keep it up, guys. Kelly, or music is the stuff in the forums. That's hilarious. At least she was really a girl.
Hey, girl.
What? I just have really long hair.
Yeah. I just need a haircut. It's a fullet. Sorry. One more. James, Trevor, and John, I'm a geek for hire, meaning I take care. I think I read this already, didn't I?
Yeah. I recall the hired geek.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad. I'm so embarrassed. That reminds me of this, though.
Who, me? Who, me?
All righty. Middle school drama, also known as MSD-PQZ.
Squared.
Yeah. I want to make it hard to say. This whole show is going to become difficult to listen to. Hey, guys. The other day, my brother's friend Zach was walking into a grocery store with his friends. And when he was walking through the parking lot, he stopped to check his hair in somebody's mirror on the side of their car. And when he was almost done checking, his friend says, Zach, someone's sitting in the car. I can only imagine what the guy in the car was thinking. Have a good show, Laurel. That's hilarious.
Whoa.
Because the people that sit in cars, like at Walmart, they're the freakiest people in the world. If you're too messed up and underdressed to go to Walmart,
Oh man. I sit in the car when I'm waiting for my wife.
Yeah, that's one thing, but you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever seen those people that you see them and you're afraid to look at them? You're ashamed you did, and you dart your eyes away really quick. Some gigantic old guy with a trucker hat on, and he just looks ticked off and he's sweltering in the heat. Those people. Yeah. And people at Walmart.com is exactly what I was talking about. Some Miss Eugene in the chat room mentioned that. If you could see that website and then you're like, you're too underdressed to go to Walmart, yeah, you don't want to bump into these guys. But that was a great story. This is from Meredith. She sent me like 700 things. This was the only thing I could read. Here we go. A few days ago in church, I was bored and thought to myself, cough if you could read minds.
No way.
Yeah. And right then a baby coughed. So now I'm fully convinced that the baby can see the future and read minds. So
but it can't tell anybody.
It's a baby. It's so frustrating.
That's awesome.
I got a kick out of that. I just love the idea that she was sitting in church and okay, there's like 700 people around me. Somebody, she's thinking it very hard. Cough if you can hear me.
That's something I would do.
And then a baby coughs and looks at you knowingly over mom's shoulder and then pukes.
I'd probably have them do something else, so.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can hear me, say Shundai, you know. Oh, good Lord.
What's that mean?
We've got so many middle school dramas. Hey, Tiger Tongue, Reverend T-Rev, and James. I'm the normal one. I didn't think I had an apology story, but I thought of one. So I'm apologizing to my mom for the way I apologized one time. When I was seven or eight, my older sister, the same one I ran away with, apparently we're supposed to remember that, was in the room with me, and we were talking, and I had told her that I lied to my mom about whether or not my bed was made. I said it was, and it wasn't. And so my sister goes, oh, you better tell her you lied. Jesus isn't going to let you into heaven. And so I start freaking out, and I'm thinking, I don't want to just tell her. I'll get in trouble. And so I made a sign that said that's funny enough right there. I made a sign.
Made a sign?
It says, I'm sorry I lied, Mom. I didn't mean to. I want to go to heaven. And I went and I stood in front of my mom and held up the sign. She read the sign and was like, what? And then I realized I forgot. Or she didn't know what I was talking about that I had lied about. So I had to tell her the whole story anyway. And I added at the end, or she said at the end, okay, but don't do it again. He says, now I know why I didn't get spanked. It's because she was stifling a laugh the entire time through. Let's just say it didn't work out so well the second time. Metamorph 14. So I read that to my wife, and she laughed really hard. It's great. The logic of kids. It's just,
I love it.
Kid didn't even know. Mom didn't even know he lied. But at least he gets to go to heaven. That's always a bonus.
That helps.
So, you know, he's in line for the great throne judgment there. And, hey, how'd you get in here? Well, I wrote a sign.
Signs everywhere, signs.
I made a sign for my penance. It got me in here.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, guys, yesterday my little brother was singing. I heard him singing The Saga Begins by Weird Al. Except he said, my, this here Canadian guy, maybe Vader someday later, but he's just a small fry. And I couldn't help laughing. He also calls people evil pedestrian. You know what? This was supposed to be in middle school drama. It is! I didn't read it in the right voice. Hope you liked it. Kinson, 12.
Wait, now hold on. So if my, this Canadian guy, maybe, so am I going to, and I am a small fry, so does that mean that I'm going to be the Dark Lord of the Sith?
No, you're going to be that little dark helmet. From
an evil pedestrian.
And that's the closest you can ever hope for is from Spaceballs. So.
Rick Moranis is funny.
Rick Moranis, a different Canadian.
Rick Moranis! Reference. Hey, NLCast. I gotta do it. Hey, NLCast, I got some middle school drama for you. I was sitting in class when all of a sudden I got a hyper surge trying to get rid of it. I waited till the teacher wasn't paying attention. And I blurted out the randomest thing I could think of, and that was Narthex.
No way.
And I yelled it as loud as I could. The teacher heard me and gave me detention. Joke's on her. Joke's on her, though. During the detention, I listened to two Nobody's Listenings on my iPod. To play a little joke, though, I timed the podcast and unplugged my headphones just in time to blast the room with the sound clip, Narthex! The joke gave me in-school suspension, but it was worth it, Drew. So there we go. You know, if we can't better humanity, we might as well get them in ISS, or the wrong people in ISS. So glad we're helping one way or the other. I don't really think we're helping at all. I think we should quit. Like,
yeah, I'm done.
I got a voicemail that was really random, and I hated it, so I deleted it. But I did want to pull this one clip out, so we have a new clip that I'll play once in a while. It goes like this.
Are you super squeaky?
So it's the most random thing ever. And I was like, that is right up there with Lint Liquor, you know, from that Orbitz commercial. So
I want to know what the rest of it says. Yeah.
Dude, it made no sense. It just said, we went up to this biker and asked him this question.
Are you super squeaky?
And that was it. And that was pretty much
super
it.
Squeaky.
So I took away all the rest
super
of it.
Super squeaky.
It took 5 minutes for her to introduce herself or himself. I couldn't tell. No offense, but I couldn't tell if it was a guy or girl. And he's like, this is so-and-so from the forums and this, that, and the other, and my dog and this. And then they said this right in the middle of it.
Are you super squeaky?
And so I love that.
Oh,
it's good stuff.
The sound effects.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell the featured story. And guys, you've been waiting for eons, yay, years even, to hear me tell stories about my mom. Well, the wait is over. So we'll be right back after this.
Hey, parent, minister, leader, teacher, whatever, I had an idea. Do you ever wonder what those darn teenagers are doing these days? Ever try to figure out what they're watching on the interwebs or that movietube.com place? What if you could listen to a show that would inform you on that stuff?
Too much information.
Yeah, dude, I know it's a lot, but I think it can be done. There should be a show, maybe a podcast or something, that walks you through music, movies, video games, and stuff like that.
Too much information.
I know, man, let me finish. They'll discuss what teenagers are into, their influences, their culture, electronics, social media.
Too much information.
Blaze. I know it's a lot of information, but they need to know. These are their kids we're talking about here.
Mike, you're describing the Too Much Information podcast.
Oh, there's a show like that?
Yeah, listen to the announcer, dude.
Too Much Information, your weekly source for an inside look at your teen's influences and culture. Listen and laugh as your hosts, Mike and Blaze, dissect today's relevant media outlets and their impact on the thoughts and behavior of your teen.
Check it out at TMIpodcast.com or search Too Much Information Podcast on iTunes.
Man, that's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it.
Featured story.
All righty. I usually introduce someone, so I'm not going to introduce myself. So, Trevor, please introduce me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, please welcome to the stage Mr. James Kennison.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you super squeaky?
I am, actually. All right, so it's the featured story time. It's time to be talking about people's mamas, specifically my mama. And for years, I mean, literally the last 3 years of NLCast, I've dropped, you know, stories here and there and hints here and there. And when I put it out on the internets and said, what should I talk about? Overwhelmingly, people are like, dude, you've been talking about telling mama stories for a long time. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't done it because I've been kind of scared too, because I'm scared of my mama. Can I just say it? She scares me. She's bigger than me. And, you know, I don't know.
Is it a respectful scared or like a...
It's both. It's yes. I would have to say yes. All of the above. Okay. I'm scared. Well, like for instance, when I go to eat at restaurants and they say a table or booth, I say, I'm a booth man. And then I tell them, my mama was a booth man. it's just the way it is. So... my mom's idea of witnessing to people about the Lord was to tell them how much she hated cigarette smoke. So if that gives you any idea, she would just cough a lot and stuff. I have a series of stories, so I got to kind of peg through them. The first one is the first time I remember ever being embarrassed in my life as a child. Okay, we were going to get ice cream at the store or at the McDonald's. It was very exciting. Me and my sisters were thrilled to get ice cream. And they put all the ice creams in a holder, almost like a just because there were so many of them. I don't know if they still have this holder, but they did then. and they were leaking.
So that you get your drinks in.
Yeah, something like that, except it was just, you know, for ice cream. And she goes to pass it to my mom. They're leaking down the outside. You know, my mom asked for a cup or something. I don't remember all the details because I was so young, and all I was thinking was ice cream, ice cream. And at one point, my mom says, fine, you can have these back. And she throws the entire container and platform and everything at the lady.
Because it was leaking?
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember two things, and then she pulls off, and I remember looking at the lady with ice cream all over her, and two things, I was very, very embarrassed, and I was very, very disappointed, because I really wanted that ice cream, that was on her shirt, yeah, so, yeah, and I'm going to tell you, you know, it's funny, and it's so terrible, it's funny, it's kind of like my best Christmas ever, you know, that episode, and the best birthday party ever, but, I to this day, I think that's why I'm so hardcore about following rules and unsaid rules, especially like the known things that you are and aren't supposed to do. Cause it's like, that was just horrid.
Not calling attention to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was terrible. Okay. And then the next one is a little funnier. We raised chickens for some reason in the middle of my childhood. And, we had a chicken run. You know, not the movie, a chicken house. Right. And I think I've mentioned this rooster that was in there that would jump on me and try to get me and chase me around. And I would tell my mom. She didn't care. She's just like, I need that. Don't you hurt my rooster. Don't you hurt my – I'm like, I'm going to hurt that rooster. I'm going to kick him in the face. finally, for some reason, she had to go out to the chicken house. And this rooster attacked her. Well, she wasn't having that. Her rooster had attacked her. She let him out of the pen and let him run around. Well, then he starts just chasing all of our children. All of the Kennison children were being attacked. So mom goes and gets a shotgun.
A rooster?
Your mom had a shotgun?
My mom had a shotgun.
No wonder you were scared.
And she was going to take care of this rooster. So the rooster's just kind of walking around planning his next attack, apparently. And she shoots him and misses. I don't know how you miss with a shotgun. I think, you know, you have to squeeze that trigger. You have to squeeze it. You can't just jerk it. But anyway, she eventually hits this rooster in the neck. And his neck just flops over in half. It doesn't detach. It just flops over. And he's still walking around plotting his undead revenge now. Now he's zombie rooster, okay? We have not helped our situation.
She didn't kill it?
No.
She just knocked his head off or something?
She shot his head. Chickens are squirrely, first of all, and chickens also can live without their heads for a while. I don't know. I don't know why, but they can.
That's
so
freaky.
This chicken was like nearly headless Nick on Harry Potter, okay? It could, you know. Anyway, so what we did is she had me dig a hole for this rooster. And then the rooster, it was so morbid. This is the kind of childhood I had, though. She kind of walked the chicken because he was still walking, but he couldn't see where he was going. And so it was very easy to convince this poor rooster to walk to jump into his own grave.
why didn't you just put a bag on him and stick him in the freezer?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Else?
That's what you do with sick animals.
So yeah, with the chicken jumped in and we buried him half undead. I don't know, but that was just terrible. It was terrible. But this is my memories, okay?
But is that where the monkey chicken dance came from?
I hope not. But I do
monkeys
get freak. I do get
do a little dance with blam.
I do get chills when I hear the dunka 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 dunk dunka 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 dunk 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 dunk. You know, so.
She's playing that in the house when she's like, I'm going to go have a little chicken dance right now.
Yeah, dance with the devil, chicken.
That's sad.
But I just, before you get too sad about this poor rooster, do remember that he had attacked me over and over and over. They have these barbs on their legs and they jump on your back and they attack you with them. So he wasn't like, you know, sweet and innocent. That being said, I do think chickens deserve a better death than being led to their own grave, you know, with their head dragging on the ground. Head on the ground, walking around the backyard with your head on the ground.
So you can't see a thing. Spiders on your feet.
Sideways.
Chat room does have a point, though. They said, well, the chicken didn't shoot you in the neck and your head starts dragging on the ground. So it's true. It was maybe a little overkill. So don't mess with my mom. If you like steal a dollar from her or you trip her on the street, she's going to run over you with a landmine car. I don't even know what that is. She will create it and run over you with it.
Or she'll
you steal my donut, shoot you in the neck.
That's right. If you're late for her cable guy, if you're late for her appointment, you're dead. You're dead. She will shoot you in the neck.
Shot in the neck.
Sorry. And then she'll have me go bury you in the backyard and you will walk. You will walk there yourself. So, you know, anyway, and that's only two stories out of like 10 that I have here. So this might be a two-part show if I don't keep going. Another chicken story that I thought of, my mom was, like I said, she's bigger than me. She's a big lady. And I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just the way she is. She's just always been mom. And moms are weird because you don't ever think of your mom as being, you don't compare her to other people. So I didn't know she was big. You know, I just
like
didn't.
A whole class of herself.
Yeah. She's mom, you know?
Right.
And, the event that caused me to think of her as a human instead of just mom was when a chicken got loose in the same area in the same time period, and we were supposed to chase this chicken and get it back in. Now, if you've ever chased a chicken, it is the most ridiculous waste of your life because chickens are squirrely, as we said.
They
are evasive. Even
they're like linebackers,
they are except miniature, and even to the point that if you get them wedged with your leg, they can still squirrel through somehow because they're just very, very quick. So
you made out of rubber,
it does make a shotgun seem like a good idea at times. So all that to say, you know, you'd get really close to the chicken. And then you would really run fast. The chicken would kick it into high gear and turn into a small blur and leave a little trail of fire behind it and end up in 1985. That's how fast they were.
Okay. It's awesome chicken.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Flux capacitor chicken.
But at one point, my mom, I guess she was inspired by all of us youth, all of us children running around chasing this chicken. And like I said, large lady, the chicken got really close, and I guess she got this look of hope in her eyes. And she began to run after this chicken. And when she did, all of us stopped. All of us, all five of the children stopped in wide-eyed wonder and watched this woman in slow motion take five whole running leaps. It was like watching a deer in the forest. A very large deer. If you could imagine a deer made of jello. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jesus. Sorry, please forgive me and save the babies in New Guinea. She only made it like two or three leaps, gallops, whatever. And then the chicken got away. And then we returned to normal speed, you know. But I don't know if that's funny to the people listening, but to me, if David was here or my sister was here, we all remember things differently, you know, like the best Christmas ever, you know, my sister has struggles with, I think it's funny, all this, but we all remember this one moment. It is the central moment of our entire family. And it is the moment that I saw that my mom was a human with weaknesses. So
and running was that weakness.
And no matter what's going on in our life, if we text or call each other, we can say, hey, you remember that time mom chased the chicken? See, it just makes you laugh. I can't help it. Oh, the view. Oh,
I wish I could have seen that.
Oh, because you've never seen her run. But man, she could book it. She was so fast and nimble. I was so surprised. She almost got that chicken. I wish she had. Oh, but chicken got away.
Did she start laughing when she started running?
No, she did not. She almost passed out. I actually dug a hole and she ran right into it and buried her. Okay, so this one's like the we had a period of time where we were poor. All right. We were pretty poor all the time, but we were poor. And then we had money because mom got married to the stepdad and then they got divorced. And then there was this, I don't know, this period of time I won't say why, but we just didn't have money. Okay. We had money, but it wasn't spent where it was supposed to be spent. Let's just say that. Okay.
Right.
It was just a bad stewardship moment. And my mom comes to me as the oldest of five siblings, and there's a debacle. Okay. Cause my mom raises dogs too. She has like 40 Maltese, poodles, Yorkies in the house with us. Okay. Mm. And all of that implies nasty. Okay. So she comes to me and she says, James, I've got $30 for food for the rest of the month. And it's just not going to cut it for food. She says, I could feed you kids for a week or I could feed the dogs for a month. And I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, wow. And so she comes back. She goes, I figured it out. I'm going to spend our last $30 on the dogs, which is not at all what I thought she was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. And she says, and I'll tell you why. She says this. She says, church people will feed kids, but they will not feed dogs. So that was it. So that summarizes in one little story my mom's view on church and the view of her own children. So,
and dogs. So did you have any dogs for dinner that week? I mean, they were well fed.
They were, man.
They were fattened up.
Have a little wiener.
This tastes like chicken.
Have a wiener dog on a bun. Yeah, but she is right. I mean, you know, I've been in church work now for quite a while, and I don't know that we've ever indeed fed a dog. So she is right. I mean, we have homeless ministries, but it's mostly for homeless humans. Matter of fact, yeah. We don't even add that to the title because it's kind of assumed.
Implied, yeah.
So, but yeah.
Maybe we should start a ministry for homeless dogs.
Well, if for no other reason than to prove her wrong.
Yeah.
Church people do feed dogs. So there. So feed your children.
And they'll feed yours for $5.99.
But I think that's probably the primary reason why right now I do not feed animals. It's just what I don't do, you know. So I feed my children. Every time I get $30, I have a debacle. But I quickly say, no, Mr. Duck, you're not getting $30 worth of bread at the park feeding my children. So,
well, see, I have the same struggle, though. I got to be honest with you. When I have $30, I go to my son and I say, Johnny, I can get a new video game or I can feed you. And I'm perplexed at what I should do. What should I do? And he says, get a game.
Get a game, Daddy. Church people will not buy video games, but they will feed children. While you're playing, they'll bring a pizza over. Be awesome. And they'll be like, oh, is that the new Call of Duty? Yeah. Here's $30 for food. Let me play just a little bit. Praise the Lord. Okay. Okay, so now it's going from bad to worse. Here we go. One time I was in an argument with my it gets worse. I was in an argument with my mom, and you know how teenagers will just say stuff? They don't even know what they're saying. They don't even mean it. They're just trying to tick off mom. That was my goal, is just to make her mad because she's hurt my feelings. I'm going to hurt her back. Rah, rah, rah. And so at one point she said something. She looks at me and she's like, she says, I put this roof over your head. This house, you wouldn't even have it. You know, that kind of talk. And I just says flippantly, I'm like, I don't care about this house. I'll burn it down.
Oh, no.
And she all of a sudden takes me seriously. You'd burn my house down? And I'm like, I didn't say anything because, you know, I could just feel the Miranda rights that should have been read. You know, anything you can. So she calls the police. And tells them that her son threatened to burn down her house. And the police come over.
Oh, no.
And they sit on my couch and they tell me how serious it is to threaten. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I know this. I didn't mean it, but I didn't say anything. I just sat there and was very, very quiet.
Yes, sir.
And I tried to think what would be more flammable, cooking oil or that rubbing alcohol under the sink. No, because... I wasn't seriously considering it before, but now, so.
Or that rooster in the backyard.
Yeah. Officer, I'm glad you're here. She hasn't fed us. See all these happy dogs? So.
See how healthy the dogs are. We don't have checks.
I'm tired of eating pepper holes from the pantry. from school, from the church pantry.
And down by the river.
Okay. All right. So,
hey, how old were you when that happened?
When that happened, probably 16. I think I knew you when that was going on. So, all right. So anyway, another time I wanted to go to homecoming and my mom had decided that homecoming and all dances were of the devil. Okay.
Right.
Of course.
And, so I couldn't go, but I told her I was going, by God. I had a car, I had a job, I had a girlfriend. I was going to homecoming. I never danced anyway. I mean, that was the big argument, is dancing is terrible. And I'm like, I agree. I can't do it. So it is terrible, but not morally, you know, it's just, I'm just not good at it. And the electric slide, you know, is morally irreprehensible to an uncoordinated fat guy. So, so yeah. But anyways, that wasn't enough. My mom, you know, was not going to have me go without her permission. So what she did is, I'll just tell you what she did like this. I get a call from my principal of my high school. Your mother has called me and told me that you were planning on going to the homecoming dance. And so what I'd like to tell you right now is you are uninvited. You are not allowed. You are not invited to the homecoming dance. If you come to the homecoming dance, you will be considered a trespasser, and I will call the police and have you escorted from the facility. Okay?
What?
And I'm you know, I'm like the best kid in the planet. I've never gotten in trouble in my life, except for that one time, that little Asian girl, I thought she told me I could have her cheeseburgers. Do you remember that story?
It was just a misunderstanding.
Exactly. I was like 17, 18 at this point. It was terrible. I was a late bloomer, so I was like at home until I was 17 or almost 18. But I think it was my senior year. Homecoming, dude. So... anyway, so from now on, I mean, I think the thing that makes me is right now is I have learned the electric slide and I do it every day now. So
that's why you got Dance Dance Revolution, isn't it?
That's right. I'm like in your face, and I dance in front of principals and in school zones every time. I just
you're
get
like
out.
Dancing Matt.
I get out of my car and I'm like woogie woogie woogie. So that's just the way it works.
As long as you're dancing under 25 miles an hour, that's all right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move into the future. You know, I've moved out of the house. I used to live 20,000 miles away. It was awesome, you know, for a while. Now I'm like an hour and a half. But this was a few years back, and me and my sisters and their husbands and me and Jen are all together at my mom's new trailer. And, you know, we're just having a family meal. I don't remember what it is. It was like ribs and this and that, just good old Southern meal.
Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dogs. There's a lot of curly hair in there. I don't know what it was. Poodle hair. So we're all I can say, there was a movie one time that I watched, and I think I don't even remember what it was, but at the end of the meal, the mom went around and put a bill for the food on the table. Do you remember what movie this was? Chat room, can you help me out? It might have been a Madea movie or something.
Tyler Perry movie?
Yeah, something like that. But somebody got that's charged. But anyway, I didn't laugh at that because as this meal approached, my mom let everyone know that we were going to each have to pay $10 to eat the family meal.
Wow. Wait. This was not at a restaurant.
This was at my mom's house. And this was the last time I've ever eaten there. Because I didn't eat. I didn't pay. I was like, by God, no way in Hades am I going to do this. This is ridiculous. So, yeah.
Did she invite you all over for this meal? Like, yes. For a family get together and we'll all sit down and catch up. And
yes.
Wow.
Oh. $10?
Did she have a credit card machine that she took her?
I need some gratuity on that, please.
Yep. Yeah. James, I want to let you know, you know, I could feed y'all or you can pay me to feed y'all and I'm going to have you go ahead and pay me. So, because church people. I don't know. She saw an opportunity. She has five kids. $10 from each kid, that's $50. I mean, dang, can you blame her?
That's a lot of dog food she could buy with that.
You can feed dogs for 2 months on that. So,
well, you know, she's got a point.
Just do the math. Oh, Lord. Okay. And this is the last one I've got. There's so many that I couldn't tell. Okay. These are just the ones that I could tell. Wow. So if that scares you. Okay, here we go. We were eating something. I think it was a peanut butter pie. My mom used to make peanut butter pies, and she made them from my grandmother's recipe. Really good stuff. But this one, for some reason, was tasting funny. And it took about three or four bites to get, because the peanut butter is so rich, you know. It was, mm-hmm. And I realized it was the pie crust. The pie crust tasted like Gain detergent. It was tasting like soap. And I'm like, but you convince yourself, this is not real. This is just something that's in my head. So you take a few more bites. And finally, I reach down and I smell it. And it smells like laundry detergent. I'm like, what the heck? And I like, hey, taste this. You know, my siblings and all this. Taste this. And yeah, tastes like soap. I'm like, I know. Duh. And so we go and we ask mom. And she acts like nothing. You know, nothing's wrong for a while. But finally, you know, she tastes it. She's like, yeah, okay, yeah. But what happened, see, is I had these pie crusts up in the laundry room on the shelf, and I had the thing open, and they fell in to the washing machine. Pre-made crusts.
Wow. They fell in the washing machine.
They fell in the washing machine. She said, I pulled them right back out, you know, but they were a little wet, but I thought they would be fine, and I dried them out and used them.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
My mom used to burn food, if that makes you feel any better. And we'd have to eat it anyways, but, you know, we just got used to the flavor.
Yeah, that's called, yeah, that's just some seasoning. That's Cajun style.
That's just, yeah, it's called Cajun pie.
Yeah.
What is peanut butter pie? I
don't know. It's like cream cheese and peanut butter, and it's frozen.
And cream and delicious.
So good.
Best thing in the world.
It sounds intriguing to me.
And you crunch up Nutter Butter cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And you smush them down into the crust now instead of getting the pre-made stuff.
Yeah.
No. Man, and you
hungry.
And to make it, to really push it over the edge, you dip your pie crust in laundry detergent right before, you know, don't put it through the spin cycle. That's a little much. But if you don't have a spin cycle, I think just putting it on in the dishwasher for a little bit with,
you could dry it out in the dryer with a nice laundry.
Just that jet dry taste is not as good as the Gain laundry detergent, but it's, you know, it's good. So yeah, well, check that out.
I was gonna say, see, what she was doing is she figured that all of you being, you know, disobedient children had probably been swearing at some point in time. So this was just an easy way to wash all your mouths out with soap, just all in one fell swoop.
There you go. Parenting tips from NLCast. Boys and ladies and gentlemen, if you can't get your kids to suck on the soap like they're supposed to, just cook it right in to their favorite foods.
Well, dude, if you just would have paid the $10 for the meal, you would have got a regular pie.
Dude, I don't even know, man. Cooking was never her strong suit. I'll just say that. I mean, just the other day she came by and she brought a casserole. Okay. First of all, that word scares me so bad because casserole, it's like swimming in the ocean when you can't see your feet. You know, some people are really freaked out about that. They have to have clear water because they've been in the pool. Casserole is covered with cheese and you can't see what's in it. Okay.
What's in the bottom?
So that scares me. First of all, I didn't eat it, but my wife did and my kids did. It was a spaghetti casserole. Okay. Why do you need a spaghetti casserole? I don't know, but there were peas in it.
Really?
Yeah. And something else. I don't know. My wife got sick after she ate it though.
And your mom made a spaghetti casserole and brought it to your house.
Yeah. And it had been sitting in the back of the car for the 2-hour trip from her house to my house.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, it just, let me just say it this way. I was very grateful to get out of the house and find out about sanitation. It was awesome. I'm like, because to this day, I still don't eat leftovers. If it's been sitting in the fridge for even an hour, I'm just like, uh-uh, no way. So, yeah.
Casserole.
Gosh. Oh. And chicken and dumplings.
Did she charge you for it when she brought it over?
Dude, I don't know. If you're going to charge for your food, you ought to at least make it good. But I don't know. I don't know. Hey, let's move on, because to me, that's funny. I hope these people found it funny. If you didn't find it funny, then you can praise Jesus and at the wonder of what I became after having gone through all that. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm a great husband and a great dad because of my mom, okay? So
we are who we are because of the experiences we have.
There you go. Let's do this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Well, actually, John, I'll say life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. So that's where I'm at.
That's deep, man.
Yeah, you know, it's true, too. Hey, this is Seth. I started listening last week, and I thought I'd send in a quick story for you. This happened to me a while ago at church camp. I don't know exactly when, but I went to this church camp in this place called Monkey Island. We stuck bullcrap.
Monkey Island?
Yeah, we settled in and went to the commons. Then a pastor told us a story about why the place is called Monkey Island. I can't remember the whole story, but I could tell you the gist of it. Here it goes. The island used to be a mental hospital, and they turned into a camp. But someone was left there. His name was Brandon, and he thought he was a monkey.
No way.
And if you see him, you have to wave and say, hi, Brandon. Well, anyway, after he got done telling it, he screamed and scared me, but I calmed down. Just after that, a monkey jumped through the doors. So I panicked, and I said, hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hope you laugh out loud. Peace, Seth from Nebraska. So it's total bullcrap, but that's hilarious. Wouldn't it be funny, though?
That would be funny.
Okay.
If some of those children that you tortured through the years, you know, come back to haunt you now and find the show.
Okay. Speaking of freaky and creepy, okay, this is the third time this has happened. The first time, the lady that my dad left my mom for contacted me through the show. Okay. That was weird. I don't even think I've ever mentioned that on the show before. The second thing that happened that was weird was when we talked about John's girlfriend and she finds us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now apparently I don't believe this, but this is what's going on. I'm getting emails from a guy who's claiming, and it's very predictable. It's very, I almost believe it, but I really don't, claiming to be the old man from the Walmart that I yelled at.
That would be crazy,
but funny.
And the reason why it's almost believable is because he's been emailing me for a long time. And then he's like, my granddaughter told me to skip forward to episode blah, blah, blah. And I can't believe I've always thought of you as a friend. And now that that was you, I guess you thought you apologized to me, but it's just a small world, huh? And so if it's somebody, if it's him, then that's fine because I'm never going to Walmart anyway. And he was a butt. I mean, it's not like I was just a total jerk. Actually, I was just yelling at him to stop being a jerk. So
stop being a jerk.
So quit listening to my show, old man. But if it is him, or if it's not him, then whoever's doing it is a genius because they really set it up for quite a while. This guy's been emailing me for a minute. So
wow.
It's pretty funny.
That is crazy. Do you email him back?
No. That's the thing. That's the part that I'm really questioning is because he's emailing me through the forums or through the mail form on the site. And his email address is sorry@idonthaveanemail.com. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, you're an old dude and you're savvy enough to know what a podcast is and listen to it, yet you don't have an email address. I call foul. I call bull.
Maybe he just doesn't want you to have his email address, James, because you might email him and yell at him.
No, because initially he's like, hey, welcome to the area. I live in St. Pete. I'd love to come to your church, da 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 da. And so they really set it up. And now he's like, oh, I can't believe you're a pastor and you yelled at me.
So it was the, who is it, Laurel that did the Dear Dear stories?
Yeah, yeah.
Bitches her.
I know. She hates Jesus people, so. she doesn't. She's awesome. She likes me, so. That's halfway into loving Jesus. All right. Hey, John, Trevor, and the other guy. I thought since it was April Fool's Day, I'd send you a story about a prank my friends and I pulled at band camp this year. At the beginning of the year, our music teacher, Mr. Bryant, told us that our band was going on a weekend trip to a Christian camp to get to know each other better and practice our music in the tranquility of nature. It was going to be right after finals, and we were super excited. When the weekend of the trip came around, everybody was relieved for being done. And we were ready to have some fun. So on Friday night, we drove there, and it was pretty uneventful. We spent all day Saturday, coming back on Sunday. So Sunday night was the last night, and my friend Jeff really wanted to pull a prank. So we started plotting. basically what we wanted to do was get underneath the upperclassmen's cabin, and we were going to take a stick and we were going to tap all these patterns on the bottom of the cabin. Okay. So my friends, Calvin and Jeff, my brother, we snuck out and we took a broom and we tapped in the bottom every so often in patterns and randomly. It seemed like a spooky, mysterious thing. After about an hour of tapping, I went to the front door of the cabin and Calvin go around back, and Calvin was wearing my dad's creepy old raincoat. Okay. So he's standing there in the dark outside after tapping on the floor. It was super smooth and shiny, very creepy. On the signal, which was my brother shining a flashlight on the side of the cabin, Calvin and I were simultaneously supposed to throw open the doors to the cabin, and he would run through the cabin in the back door and out the front and looking like an evil specter or ghost. We'd run away and laugh it up back in the cabin. That was the plan. But very few pranks actually work out as planned, and this one was no exception. Calvin saw the signal. He was turning the doorknob to open the door, and our friend Ian threw open the door from inside and screamed, "Calvin, your father, what the crap are you doing?" And so Calvin, in a moment of panic, pretended that he too heard the tapping noise and that he wanted to see. So he's like, I heard a tapping and I just came to check and see if you guys were okay. So after he talked to Ian for a bit, they all ran back to the cabin and they thought they'd gotten away with it, even if the big finale had fallen through. Okay. So here's the rest of the story on the,
for news
on the bus ride home though. We talked to the occupants of this cabin. They told us that they'd heard a strange tapping noise during the night, but didn't know where it was coming from. And Tad said that he had heard it while it had even woken him up while he was asleep, but he wasn't sure if it was a dream. And they'd been too scared to find out what it was. Only Ian was brave enough to get out of bed when he heard the noise. But it turned out that all he'd been able to do was stand at the door and hold his hand on the doorknob just in case somebody or something tried to open it. So he was so relieved when the thing at the door turned out to just be Calvin that he let Calvin go without any questions. Thanks for the show, Timothy. I think that's hilarious because that's scarier than life.
It's funny because we've all been in that situation, yeah. Right?
Well, could you imagine, though? You're standing there holding the door. You're hearing this tapping, waiting for the doorknob to start to move. And this yellow cloaked figure starts slowly walking up from under your building.
There's a puddle on the floor where you're standing. You eat your pants.
And the doorknob starts to spin. You jerk it open. Calvin! Oh, thank God it's you. So that's hilarious to me. Hey, James John and Maple Leaf, Mr. Maple Leaf. That's what he calls you. As crazy as my story might sound, I didn't just make it up. It's real. I'm a big fan of Nobody's Listening. I also like Geek Loves Nerd and Children's Ministry Monthly.
Whoa.
Last night I was eating.
That's not real. He just made that
up. He didn't mention Podcast Kid over at podcastkid.com. You should check that out too. Last night while I was eating my dinner, I was listening to Children's Ministry Monthly. Afterwards, I was listening to Geek Loves Nerd and I was cleaning my room. And then Nobody's Listening when I went to bed. Needless to say, I was overdosed on the Gospel of Kinnison. There's no such thing, by the way. You cannot OD.
That's the Gospel of Kinnison that you can't OD on.
Speaking of which, GOK, you can go to nocast.com/GOK and you can listen to the Gospel of Kinnison. It's a personal audio journal of mine, and I started it up again, so go check it out. Anyway, later that night in my dream, my brother and I were in the backseat of James's car in a dream.
What?
With Jenna and Dunder in the backseat.
Oh.
And this is what he's saying. My brother and I were in the backseat of James's car with James, Jenna and Dunder. And the problem with that is it had to have been a dream because an Element only has two seats in the back. And if they were both back there, the seats were full. So, but that's okay. So I told my brother Dunder's name was Dumber. And Jen Kinnison turns around, my wife, and corrects me. No, it's Dumder, she said. Weird dream. Anyway, the car also didn't have a steering wheel. Instead, James was driving using a PS3 controller. And the road we were on looked very much like a crazy Mario Kart track. Thanks for the show. Looking forward to more GOK, Sean. So, yeah, wow. Maybe there is such a thing as too much GOK.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
I think too much of a good thing.
It'll make you turn into water.
This is going to be the favorite episode. I'm just saying that. It's going to be the most depressing episode ever. I think my stories are funny, but people are going to be crying.
I'm just sad about the chicken without a head. I'm going to be honest with you.
We shouldn't have started with shotgun to the neck. That would have been setting the tone.
Maybe we could finish that out. Could you make up a new ending to that?
No, why don't you do it, John?
I can't. I'm too sad.
Bark, bark, bark. All chickens go to heaven, okay?
Except for that one, because he didn't have a head. He couldn't see which way he was going. Poor little rooster.
Somebody should redo the song Eyes Without a Face. Chicken without a head. I don't know.
A beak without a face. It's all out of place.
I just remember thinking when she shot that chicken that his head, why did his head not just evaporate? I thought shotguns were supposed to be all that, you know? But it just kind of flopped his head over. And
how big was this rooster?
It was pretty good size, you know. I don't know how big a rooster is, but
was it red like Rhode Island red?
No, it was white and it had red stuff.
All right. James, are you mispronouncing mailman?
Yes. Here in the States we call mailmen roosters. and it was, the mailman was attacking me. I don't know why he lived in our mailman shed, but and why we pulled eggs out of his tail, but
oh man.
But yes, Trevor, that's
the
thank
last
you.
Delivery he's gonna make.
Matter of fact, we should do that with all my stories real quick. My mom, shot a mailman. And she actually said she wanted to feed the homeless in New Guinea rather than spend the money on her own children, which made her very selfless. And when she called the principal, she was really just telling him that I couldn't go because we were going to go feed the homeless that night. And he was calling wishing that I could come to the event and trying to talk me out of it. But me and my mom overcame his evil ways. And then when she charged us for the meal, it was because she sponsors children all over the world. And it's like, if you buy a meal, she gives a free meal, kind of like Tom's Shoes. And so that's the reason. So yeah, there was this whole thing, John, that I didn't tell you. The rest of the story seemed all negative, really, really positive on the tail end of things.
But wait. See, you just made every story positive, except for she still shot the mailman.
Oh,
where's the positive in that?
The mailman was
really an evil mailman.
He was an evil rooster. He really wasn't a mailman. He was an evil rooster. And, you know, if you read Revelation at all in the Bible, you know there's something called the Antichrist coming. And many That's people right. make the mistake of assuming that he's going to be a man, a human. But it's a male rooster, and mom killed him. So we're saved. There you
and
go.
And that time she tried to feed you the soapy peanut butter pie?
Oh, dude, for real. That, again, I had just swore. And she was well within her rights.
Right. Okay. That's all right.
Yep.
See, your mom's not a bad guy, a gal after all.
No, not at all. Not at all. But she did give away all my Christmas presents to the black kids. So can't spin that one. So, and they were richer than we were. Anyway, hey, James, John, and that Canadian, this is Annie from California. My boyfriend sponsored one episode about 1 month back and left a message saying he'd love me as long as you keep podcasting. So please keep podcasting. See, my theory is that she didn't have any love last week. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. My boyfriend went on vacation last month. We loaded his iPod Touch with lots of episodes of Nobody's Listening so we could listen when driving, waiting in line, or whatever. But bless his heart, my boyfriend took the iPod into our restroom. So he could be entertained by you while he does his business.
Oh, no.
I know.
People don't listen to us on the pod.
So on the outside, I hear NL cast members laughing. My boyfriend's laughing. I hear lots of poop noises. And so the mental image I'm getting is you four guys sitting around a table podcasting, laughing, and doing your business together. Keep up the good work. No. And thanks for healing constipation for mankind, Annie. So there you go.
Wow.
So Annie's boyfriend, you are fired from the show, my friend. We are not pooping with you.
Yeah,
that's gross.
We just don't do that.
See, and even John Fartboy is grossed out by that. So that's pretty gross.
I was ahead of the curve when I decided not to wear pants during the episode. So that's
yeah.
I was preparing.
Okay,
my weekly update.
What's your weekly update, Weeky?
My son saves it up to go to church. And every week, he goes to Sunday school and then he goes to the bathroom. Well, somebody came, one of the teachers was, because he was taking forever. And so one of the teachers said, hey, buddy, what you doing there? He says,
incontinence.
He says, I'm taking a dump.
Remember, at church, you only have to give 10%. So
he gives it all.
That's so selfless. It's awesome. Yeah,
he's so awesome.
Okay, I got to play a voicemail. I kind of forgot about these. Sorry.
Hey, NLCast, this is Jordan from Texas. I have a quick story for you. We were playing, or my tennis team were playing doubles, and the tennis is one of the few sports that you can be jerks and cheat and not get called for it because no one can prove it, because you can call bad lines. And anyway, the people we were playing were just being jerks, LBBs beyond belief. And we ended up calling a line judge and like a third party ref type deal. And we finally won, and the last point was long and drawn out, and it was really close. And we won because we had an amazing shot, and without hesitating at all, me and my partner yelled as loud as we could, "Broke ya!" Just wanted to tell you all that. Thank you. And I'll be calling in with more.
Good Bye. Deal. Awesome. I that was awesome, but I also I like the transliteration here from Google Voice. Instead of "Hey NL Cats Casts," we are he's saying "Hey Male Cats." So, hey Tom Cats, how you doing? So, my fellow male cats, love you, guys.
Yeah, we love you, man, in a real male cat kind of way.
Yeah.
Hello, my NL peeps. This is Mitch. I am Take a Look in the forums. And just the other day, my wife and I went to this little local restaurant, little greasy burger joint, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad. So went into the bathroom, and I hadn't been in the bathroom there before, but it was questionable at best, not very clean.
It's okay, we're there with you.
Had, you know, two stalls and a sink, and I really had to go, so I went to the bathroom. And while I was in one stall, another guy came in and got in the stall next to me. Well, I got done. And I stepped out of the stall, went over to wash my hands. And I turned the sink on. Of course, there's no hot water. The sink's running cold water. I'm trying to wash my hands with soapy water as best I can, as nasty as it is. And about that time, the guy in the stall finishes, and he flushes his toilet. He flushes his toilet, and about 1 second later, my water gets real warm. And it freaked me out a little bit.
It's pee water!
I know that it was unrelated, but
no.
Something in your mind takes the water from there to the sink onto your hands. So I was like using soapy water again until the water got cold again for me to wash. So it just kind of freaked me out. Talk to you later.
Oh, that's good stuff. I love that. And you'd know it was really from there, though, if the faucet ran for a little bit and then kind of clogged up. Kind of like when you're trying to suck a smoothie through a straw and you get a chunk at the bottom of it, you know? And
chunk.
And the straw flattens out and you have to pull it out.
Bathroom smoothie.
Oh, dude. That was just too far.
Oh, man.
That's why I don't drink water from the bathroom sinks, because in my mind, the toilets are connected.
Yeah,
they're close.
Oh, okay, and that reminds me of a guy that used to clean hospital rooms, and he'd say, you know, people think hospitals are so clean, and he's like, but we clean the sinks and the floor with the same mop, and he's like, but people will argue, well, you clean the sinks first, right? And he's like, yeah, but that's just on the first room, so and then after that. And I don't know if this guy was real or not, but judging by his personal hygiene, I would say he does that. So let's play a couple more just because we got a backlog here.
Hey, guys. I think this is happening in Japan from the forums.
Good.
Okay. I am a tremendous imprint on my brothers. They do everything I do. And they previously haven't, but they've been starting now, and these are my two stories. First of all, after in your last show hearing the Trololo song, I've been singing it like crazy, and now all three of my brothers are singing it at the top of their voice just all the time. Excellent. And my mom is really very angry at me for it because they won't stop. And also, I've started this new thing. When I eat, I go nom, 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 nom. And at first it was funny, and now all my brothers are doing it when they eat, and my mom can never have a peaceful meal again. And I've even told them to stop, and I've stopped.
Because it's annoying to you.
Unfortunately, I'm probably never going to be able to eat again. Anyway, love you guys. Okay.
I was with you there until the I'm never going to be able to eat again. I think that was a little bit drastic. Your brothers are singing nom nom nom. But
had me at Trollolo.
I had a similar issue today. I was eating with all the pastors and stuff, and one of them has a little adopted little baby boy, and he had this really cute thing he was doing where when he wanted food, he would just say, om, om, and it was so cute. It was so awesome. Until like an hour later, and it was like, om, om, and it was like, shut up. Shut up, you cute child.
Get your own food, kid.
Yeah, I mean, he was a baby. He was tiny, but it was so cute, and it was like a baby bird's, but after a while it was very, very annoying. Anyway, I think that's the show. Anybody have any great things that they need to share about the internet? Anybody do anything? Anybody podcasting, perhaps? Anybody have any questions? Yes, you, ma'am.
Are you super squeaky?
Yes, actually, I am. So.
Oh.
Well, okay, then. That's it. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, chat room. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for putting up with my bad April Fool's jokes and all that. Check out the website, nlcast.com. Check out our store. We have a store. You can buy a t-shirt. It'll be awesome. People have. You should. Email your comments and such to james@nlcast.com. You can call them in, 2095-NLCast. Again, 2095-NLCast. Check out our iPhone app in the iTunes store. It's there, and it's awesome, and it's not free. Friend us on Facebook. Become a fan of NLCast on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/NLCast. Join us for a live show. Give us an iTunes review. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Govers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, next time you're telling a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening.
Yay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yay.
She shot your chicken's head off with a shotgun.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know that was that drastic. That was just my life, man. I didn't know. I don't know. Chat room's like, it's such a sad episode.
Hey, maybe we should send her a clown letdown to cheer her up.
I know you thought you did a great job, but I'm here to let you know that you didn't.
You failed.
Fail.
And here's a pie with some soap in it.
James is breaking up with you. Oh, Rooster. I miss ya. If you still had a head with lips, then I would kiss ya. Rooster, you were mean, it's true. But I still wish my mom hadn't gotten a shotgun and shot you.
Goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.